Something truly remarkable happened last night at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati as the Reds took on the visiting Atlanta Braves. Sure, the Reds hit back-to-back-to-back home runs, but every bit as remarkable is the fact that the first two home run balls were caught by the same fan. Caleb Lloyd, a 20-year-old junior at Thomas More College, was sitting in the first row left center field when fate flew his way twice, and he joins us now from Cincinnati. Hiya.
Hi, how you doing?
We should say you didn't have a glove with you at the ballpark. Does your hand hurt today?
Oh, it hurts really bad. I forgot my glove at home, and I didn't expect for a home run ball to actually come towards me, and then it just hit me right in the hand, and it hurt really bad, actually.
Well, take us back. Fourth inning, Reds pitcher Mike Leake was at bat. He hits it toward the seats, and you are thinking what?
Actually, I didn't even see the ball. I seen it when the first left his bat, and then when it was in the air, I lost sight of it. And then my buddy goes, there it is right there. It's coming right at us. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot see it. Like, and then I finally just reached out my hand, and I caught it barehanded, and it hurt really bad. And I was just in shock the entire time.
Next batter, Reds shortstop Zach Cozart. He also hits the ball in your direction. What were you thinking then?
Well, I seen that one the entire time, and I was like, am I actually going to catch two home run balls? And I kind of lose it for a second, and I was like, oh. And then I like goes over my head. And then I see it bounce right in front of me, and I just reach out my hand to snag it. And I just, like, I got two home run balls. It's, like, the best day. It's my first time at the park. It's the best time I've ever had in my entire life.
Have you ever caught a home run ball or a foul ball before at the ballpark?
No, never even came close to catching either one of them.
Now, as I understand it, you didn't keep either of the home run balls that you caught.
No, I did. The first one, Leake's ball, they came down and said, since Leake's first ever Major League home run, can they get it back? And I said, no problem. Like, it's a memento to him, just like it is to me. And they decided that they're going to give me a sign ball, which was really nice of them. And then the second ball, my buddy, who actually was the one that, like, jumped as high as he can to catch it and missed it, I decided to give it to him because I already had one, I thought, at the moment. And then it was pretty nice. I was just overall just happy to be there and just be having a blast.
Well, just to clarify, the second ball bounced around a bit. So did you grab it with the same hand that you'd caught the other one?
No, I did. I had one of at least ball in my left hand, and I reached out my right hand, and I cashed it. And I was jumping up and down with two baseballs in my hand, two home run balls, which was pretty excited. Everybody around me was like, can I get one? It was just a great experience.
Next time you go to the ballpark, you're going to take your glove?
Nope, I'm going barehanded again. I'm actually going tonight. I heard that I might be honorary captain, which is pretty nice.
You know, knowing a little bit about baseball players, they could want you to come and sit in that same seat in left center field all the time, you know.
If they would give me season tickets to sit in that same seat, I would be obliged to sit in that same seat every day.
Okay, well, good luck to you. Congratulations on your extraordinary stroke of luck last night.
Thank you. I'll have the same luck for the rest of my life.
That is Caleb Lloyd, a Cincinnati Reds fan who last night caught two home run balls hit by successive batters in the Reds' win, we should say, over the Atlanta Braves.
For those of you wondering, gosh, what are the odds? Well, back in 2005, a Houston Astros fan also caught two home run balls in one game. At the time, ESPN talked with Brad Efron, chairman of the statistics department at Stanford University. He calculated the odds at between 1 in 1,000 and 1 in 5,000.
If that seems a little low to you, Efron explained, of the roughly 43,000 people in the ballpark that night in October, only a few thousand were in a position to catch a home run ball.
One factor that makes last night's feat really special, the Astros game back in 2005 lasted twice as long as the standard game, 18 innings in 6 hours, and those catches were made 3 hours apart. Last night in Cincinnati, Caleb Lloyd needed just two batters.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.